He is the force which keeps the spiritual world running on, the pure desire to serve Krishna. Krishna himself is the supreme pure. Pavitram paramam bhavan. So saying purity is the force means Krishna is the force. Krishna is the power in everything. Tejas tejas vinam aham. So particularly purity is required to preach Krishna consciousness in a world in which impurity is the force. There's a saying in English, love makes the world go round. So love in the material sense means karma. Karma means atendra priti vancha tare valekam. The desire to satisfy one's own senses is called kam, lust. What goes on in the name of love in this world is lust. So, this whole world is going on due to the impure desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. And preaching Krishna consciousness, living and acting in Krishna consciousness, that means on the platform of purity, we derive strength in Krishna consciousness from Krishna consciousness, that the desire to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, to do everything for Krishna. So a purity of intention, it's quite possible to perform bhakti with impure intentions. To do so, we may not even be aware of it directly. It may be a subtle desire that people will notice me and praise me for being good. We perform devotional service very seriously, but we have an underlying motive that people will praise me for doing so, or that my material situation may be well established. Maya comes in many forms, even to devotees, but the intention should be pure. This is called anyabhilashita shunyam. That a pure devotee means that he cultivates the desire to be free of any other desires than to satisfy Krishna. That is purity of intention. A purity of siddhanta is required. Proper understanding of who is Krishna and our relationship with him. What does it mean to perform bhakti? Because if that is not there, if we have an improper understanding, then everything will get messed up. Either we understand clearly or properly, or we don't. And if we are trying to serve Krishna, but we have some idea that Krishna is some ultimately impersonal entity, or that even in the immature feelings, that is the same as prema bhakti. I'm just like Radha or something like this, or I'm just like Krishna and this young woman is just like Radha. It may appear like bhakti, but everything will get mixed up. So very clearly understanding what is devotional service, pure devotional service. Otherwise it'll get rechanneled back into jnana kama dhyana avritam. Well, pure devotional service is not covered by mundane, worldly desires, either on the gross platform or the subtle platform, but it can get channeled back into that if we're not very clear what is service to Krishna. That means we have to understand what is Bhagavad Gita, what are the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, what is the difference between the body and the soul, because in this world, it appears to be true that we are the body. And happiness means to serve the body. But that's illusory. So we always have to maintain purity by being fixed in the proper understanding of Shastra as received through the acharyas, a very clear understanding of what is pleasing to Krishna and what is not. That requires also purity, means that we have to follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, which are meant for keeping us pure, so that we don't fall down to the grossly material level, and purifying us more and more, so that we come to the platform of being actually free of all material desires and fully absorbed in Krishna. So rules and regulations are there. Purity means purity of action, means that we should rise early, bathe, chant the holy names, offer arati, follow these four regulative principles. There are so many rules and regulations which we might think, well, bhakti is feeling, so we don't need to follow all these rules. But these rules are required because we don't have mature feeling for Krishna. If we don't follow the rules, then we may say, well, I don't feel like rising this morning, but I feel in my heart love for Krishna, but I think instead of feeling love for Krishna by getting up, I'll lie down here and feel love for Krishna. This way we cheat ourselves. So the rules and regulations, they're meant for our purification. And if we follow them, we'll become purified. And there are many minute details also. Purity of behavior means purity of food also. That's very important, because if we eat food which is not Krishna prasad, then the consciousness of the cook goes into that, and the consciousness of the person who gives it to us, and our own consciousness of being the enjoyer of food instead of the servant of the remnants of Krishna's food, this all contaminates. So purity is required to be maintained. At every moment we have to check to see if we're properly on the path. Krishna conscious means being pure. Everything else means impure. So at every moment we have to check. Our thoughts, are our thoughts running to Krishna? They're running to how we can serve Krishna? Or are they going elsewhere? Purity of association. We have to keep association with devotees, because if we associate with non-devotees, that is impure. So we will become contaminated by that. So if we maintain always this purity, then that will give us the force. Then we'll be imbued with bhakti shakti, by which we can, first thing is we'll be blessed by Krishna with bhakti, because by following the tenets of bhakti yoga, we are blessed with bhakti. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. By following the process of sadhana bhakti, we are ultimately blessed to come to the level of prema bhakti. So, purity that we have to maintain. Srila Prabhupada, in his letters, repeatedly stressed that devotees, they should rise early, chant 16 rounds, engage in kirtan, follow the four regulated principles, engage in temple programs, all these different activities, and this will keep us pure. Read the books, go for sankirtan. So Srila Prabhupada said, this will keep us pure. This will maintain the spiritual strength. Our spiritual strength comes not from performing severe austerities, but simply from following this simple program that will keep us spiritually pure. And if we don't follow, then we don't get spiritual strength. Even if we follow for many years and then we stop following for some reason or other, then again the strength ebbs out. So we always have to keep on the pure platform. Of course, it may be sometimes due to sickness, we're not able to follow, or in old age it may be difficult to follow. But as far as possible, we should always be striving for this platform of purity. Purity also comes from one who has great faith. If we don't have faith in Krishna, if we have doubts, well, that's a sign of impurity. If we don't have faith in the Shastra, that's a sign of impurity. These are all contaminations. Kutastva kashmalamidam vishame samupastitam anarya jushtam asvargam akirti karamarjuna. Krishna asked Arjuna, when Arjuna protested to Krishna that fighting in this situation would not be good, Krishna said to him, and that is applicable to all of us also, that from where have these impurities come in this terrible situation? So that visham means a very terrible situation. The battle was about to begin, but we're all in a terrible situation. This material world actually, this kind of comfortable day-to-day life goes on, everything seems normal and regulated. In some ways that battlefield situation is better, because there we see clearly, we can experience the fear and the uncertainty, the horror of death. But the situation we're in now, which seems very peaceful, people get up in the morning, they go to their work or their school or whatever, life goes on regularly. It seems very peaceful and nice and normal, everything's good, but it's like a slow motion of the battlefield, because birth, death, old age and disease are consuming us all. But because it's not intense, it's not like in a battlefield where people are chopped up and killed all around us, we tend to think, well, we just get the news. Someone in the next house is sick, or someone's relative on the other side of town, they died. Ourselves, we're feeling a little sick, but it doesn't seem so intense, but it's the same thing going on. So Maya is tricking us. We have to conquer the enemy. Jahi Shatram Mahabaho. What is that enemy? Kama Rupa Durasana. That enemy is the material desire, which is very, very difficult enemy, but we can conquer with the help of Krishna. Just like Arjuna, he could not have won, he could not have conquered in the battle of Kurukshetra had he not been supported by Krishna. Actually, at every moment, Krishna was protecting Arjuna, but Arjuna wasn't even aware of it until after the battlefield. After the battle, Krishna showed by telling Arjuna to get off the chariot, and then the whole chariot burned up. And Arjuna asked, how did that happen? Krishna said, well, there are so many weapons which were meant for destroying your chariot, which hit the chariot, but I just kept them in check. Now the battle's over, the whole chariot can burn up. So in so many ways, Krishna, sometimes he would push the chariot down with his foot, so the weapon, the arrow which is meant to kill Arjuna would just go over his head. And in so many ways, Krishna was protecting Arjuna, because Arjuna was, his intention was to surrender to Krishna. He was always ready to follow Krishna's instructions. So in the same way, on this battlefield of life, if we're always ready to serve Krishna, we're fully in compact with him, we only want to serve him, we only want to please him, we're ready to do what he says, then Krishna will always protect us. That is the purity by which we can also conquer in this battle. One battle is internal, overcoming all the nasty things, the material desires within our minds. And then externally, too, spread Krishna consciousness in this material world, which is always difficult, but especially in Kali Yuga. So purity is the force. That force comes from, that purity that is from Krishna. Krishna is all pure. So chanting the holy names of Krishna, chanting, that will purify. Chaito darpana marjanam. That is the prime purificatory force for this Kali Yoga, is chanting the holy name. So there are some thoughts on purity is the force. Hare Krishna.